Hi everybody, I'm at the OwnCloud booth and I'm talking to
Holger Dyroff from OwnCloud. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? So can you tell me what OwnCloud is and why you're here?
OwnCloud is an open source file sync and share solution. So basically Dropbox for your own server and your own data center and your own Raspberry Pi if you happen to have one. And we're here to show people how OwnCloud looks like, and we're even printing some OwnClouds with an open source 3D printer today when you come by our booth.
Who made the printer?
Sorry?
Where did you get the printer?
This is from the Fab Lab Nuremberg.
Okay.
And it's all open source on GitHub and OpenSingy. Yeah, you can go out and print your own OwnCloud, which is kind of cool.
Kind of awesome. So there was a bit of a parting of ways during the year. So OwnCloud is still going ahead as a project?
Oh, absolutely. OwnCloud is strong going ahead as a project. We have rehired quite some people to get ahead and programming again. We're planning a 10.0 version for the spring. There are some exciting stuff upcoming, like integrity checking with checksumming, custom groups, so you should definitely have a look at the early beta versions there. And some people decided to go a different forked way, so
yes,
to say,
yes.
Like it often happens in open source,
yep.
But that's normal in open source, I guess, and
yep, exactly.
There are probably different focuses, we'll see.
And what sort of license is OwnCloud released under?
So OwnCloud has a core version, which is OwnCloud Server, which is released under HEPL, so everybody can take that and enhance, like the fork did, right?
Yes.
And then we have an Enterprise Edition, which has very small additional features which are useful for very large corporations, maybe 500 users upwards, and that's under a so-called commercial license, which means those people still can have a full look at the source code, they can still modify it, but they cannot give it to other people.
Okay. Yeah. And so what has, it's been a busy year, I guess. But going forward, what's the plans?
The plan for OwnCloud is really to continue to provide a great product focused on the integration of the server side, the desktop client, Android and iOS devices and other devices as they come up, and really provide a great user experience between all of those.
Yeah? Yeah,
and having functions not just in the web front end, but also have them accessible from the desktop side,
yeah?
With sharing API and all of those great items.
So if I was a corporation rolling out these boxes or providing it as a service, I could go to you guys for contracts and support, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely, you're right. So we sell subscriptions, which include support and then also the right to do some modifications on your own and keep them if you like, which some people like to do, others don't.
Yep.
So it's a freedom of choice from our perspective.
Absolutely. Okay, well, anything else that is coming up that you want to tell our listeners about?
There will be a new version of the desktop client, I think, in 1 or 2 weeks, version 2.3. Couple of exciting things like right-click share with email, which is something people were missing till now. Pretty easy feature, actually, but people will like it. And as always, it's going to be a new, greater and better version, which provides even better sync performance.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for taking the time and enjoy the rest of the show.
Very welcome. Thank you so much.